Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gaze. This is Season 4, Episode 19. I'm Aubrey, I'm your GM, Aisha, her pronouns. I'm going to toss it over to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki, my pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature and being a thought.
Hi, everyone. My name is C. I use they, them pronouns, and tonight I am playing the captain, who uses they, he, she pronouns.
We'll ask the question we ask every week of what happened last time.
We killed God. Or more like they got themselves killed through not rolling high enough. We just kept beating on them aggressively as the captain showed up. And eventually, like at the beginning of the turn, I was just like, they've been doing their best, but they're just going to unravel really quickly. And they just kind of blew up like the sun will in 6 billion years. And yeah, we all got splattered. I realize we got splattered in like a lava and took damage, but that means we technically got splattered in god guts. And yes. Okay. So we all got splattered in god guts. I'm now connecting those dots that I ignored at the beginning. And we defeated Vasile, yay! Throwing confetti in the air. Astraea and Dumisa got a very homosexual reunion with their wonderful captain. And they were like, we're dating now. And the captain was like, about fucking time. And honestly, I'm trying to remember every single conversation, but the thing is the captain knocked out of the park at least like 8 different times. That just assume everyone in this group had an emotional conversation with the captain, including my mom, which is kind of weird. But don't worry about it. If you guys want to fill in your specific conversations, please do, because my brain is shutting off.
I believe Dumisa is the only one in the party that doesn't know about Lich Tamsin yet.
Right, I was in the bathroom for that. I just came back to Astraea being like, I mean, I don't care. I mean, Mero's dad murdered like 3 generations of my family. We're still tight. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but thank you.
You also forgot to mention one certain thing.
Oh god, what did I forget to mention?
Groon's ascension.
Right, Groon's also god. I forgot about that one. Groon saw fire and was like, yeah.
Groon's god, and also Dumisa is very gay. Gayer than usual.
Oh, Dumisa is thinking about proposal. And Dumisa's marriage.
How gay.
And the captain said, well, I beat Salty already. I might as well beat you first, too. Because the
one thing that will ruin our relationship. Just kidding. Mostly.
The captain really just said, you better move fast, bitch, or I'm going to beat you to it. Tick-tock, time's ticking. I already got a ring. What do you have? I mean, just sweating balls. Like, oh, God. Joke's on you. The captain has 2 rings.
A little onyx figurine for our child. Actually, it's not done yet.
Aww. It's okay. The cap just has to get 2 rings. It's fine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're way ahead of you. Way ahead of you.
But yeah, we are now riding into Cressa after defeating a god, probably all of us being on low HP. and hitting a new level, which I don't think I finished leveling up, but it's fine. I'll figure out what I'm missing in a little bit. But yeah, Captain's back and I'm very happy. Never leave.
Aww.
So yes, you're arriving in Cressa. You all watch as your boat pulls into this harbor, and on the dock, Astraea, you can see your entire family is there, along with a lot of people in Cressa, because one, a lot of people do know about this. You're traveling with a infamous, famous pirate ship, for one, and two, big dragon fight. Pretty much the entire city saw that. And Astraea, you can definitely tell your mother seems very relieved that you are okay. And Kratos is with you as well.
I'm doing the wave because I have to, right? Mm-hmm. But I think the wave goes from, like, I don't know, Queen Elizabeth to we're on a boat, motherfucker. So, like, waving back and forth. Kind of vibe. And when we dock, I guess, like, we're sailing right now, actually, because we can't be flying anymore. So when we dock, I'm gonna, like, do... I'm gonna get off first is definitely what I'll do, because I got, like, an army waiting for me over here. And the army brought their army when I think about it.
Yep. And if you imagine you're getting a foot off of the boat onto land without being swept up into a hug from your mother, you're wrong.
Nice. It's so nice not having parental issues. Yay! Sorry to the rest. I don't know if, like, the rest of the party, but yay!
Rip to you guys, but I'm different.
I was built different, literally. Yay! Just going in for more hugs.
Hugs and... from all of your family. Kratos gets hugs. Yeah. Just a lot of your mother being like, oh, thank God you're all right. I was worried.
Oh, you and me both. Really, really quickly. Are my dads there? I'm specifically referring to Hava and Kallax in this case.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. How does Kallax look?
Looks a little bit worse than when you last saw him. You know, it's spreading. You know, he's still got plenty of time. But, you know, he's probably, you know, leaning on Hava for support.
I was going to ask, yeah, like, can you, like, is it... Because I know that, like, he was... Yeah. I know that things were, like, stiffening up, so it was definitely, like, you know, weaker knees and stuff like that. But now I actually have no... It's... We're, like, on the month we're supposed to do the ritual. We're, like... It's like we're on it.
Yeah.
He probably which is also timed with, like...
has a few years before it's, like, full. But, yeah, it's a slow deterioration.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, obviously, they're getting... Like, I'm gonna go to them to also give my hugs and welcome to... Because I don't think they're... I think they know what's going on. But I also don't think they know what's, like, going on.
They know what's going on, but they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, Dumisa, Kyra will also offer you a hug.
Oh, I was going to do the whole salute and bow thing, but hugs are fine too. Dumisa, like, my queen. And then, we're hugging.
Yeah.
We've reached this point.
It's like, we're at this. Like your family, it's fine.
Not yet. But can I talk to you about that later?
We can talk later, yes.
Whispering in her ear while we're hugging.
The captain, I think, has been very busy docking the ship, making sure that the sails are set so that anyone in the harbor knows, like the harbor master, the dock master, anything like that, knows that this very famous pirate ship is not coming in to raid the Cressa Harbor, but is in fact towing in the flying ship that is behind it, and raised in kind of a like neutral flag wave, I suppose.
You don't have the yeah. Jolly Roger raised.
Yep, we don't have the this is an attack by a pirate ship flag raised. We have the we're just here to help flag raised. I don't know anything about flags, so I'm gonna stop trying to talk about it. But the captain knows a lot about flags, and they are like striding up and down the ship, making sure that everything is good coming into harbor. And then when they feel like they've reached the point where people are able to start unloading, docking, they pass over their orders to Two-Leg and begin to make their way like also toward the edge of the boat, making sure that the rest of the party has been able to get off and get onto the dock safely, but is standing up at the top of the railing looking down at the kind of like family gathering that has begun to happen on the dock just on the other side of the boat.
Yeah.
When I notice you, I'm gonna wave you over. And technically Kratos too, but I'm assuming Kratos is not that far because he's my brother, so we're getting the same hugs, you know what I mean? It's the same lineup. But I will, when Captain is free, I'm gonna wave them over to have a better second introduction technically. You barely had the first for like obvious reasons, but like technically y'all have met, and technically you will properly meet on a different end for at least one of them.
Absolutely. The captain meets your gaze, and this like kind of light smile comes over their features as they step off of the ship and come down the plank and do a low like bow to the queen, your father's, the rest of the entourage and retinue, I think, that's there with you. And they bow again. Pleasure to see you again. Glad to be able to ferry the party in safely back to Cressa.
It's lovely to meet you as well. She will bow her head towards you and smile. I am glad you've returned my family to me safely. Glad you were there to protect them.
Oh, trust me, they can protect themselves. But I'm glad I was able to give a little bit of help where I could. That was an intense fight.
Yeah, we could see a lot of it from here. We were worried when we saw the dragon, and even more worried when we saw it attack the ship and the ship start heading down towards the water.
Well, thankfully, the waters are no longer controlled by our enemy. And as of now, and they turn to kind of like look at Groon, wherever she is across the harbor. Neither is the sky and the sun.
That is wonderful news. Kyria will smile at you, Groon, and say, I am sure you have a lot of questions about what this means for you now. And if you need any questions answered, please ask me or any of the other true gods. We're more than happy to help.
Yes, definitely. I'm still, it's a lot.
Yes, I don't know what it's like coming into power like that. I've just kind of always had mine. I imagine it's a change.
I think Joanna is like walking and is like, I have many questions as well, please.
Group question party?
Group question party, please.
Well, let us move all of this back to the castle and we can discuss things there. Lila and Leas are waiting for us there. So we're waiting for the other people to arrive, and then we can all talk.
Also, yes, hi, I'm Joanna. I'm sorry, I did not introduce myself.
Kyria, it is lovely to meet you.
Nice. I understand where Astrea gets her looks from.
Oh,
wait till you meet my dad. I'm just fucking spinning image. Oh my god.
So yes, you all head towards the castle, and honestly, it's been a bit since you've been back in Cressa. It's been a few months. And you can see a lot of the things they've been doing to, there now appears to be temples to all of the, true gods in Cressa, and, like, the infrastructure is starting to look really good.
As the captain passes by the, like, new shrines to the new gods, their eyebrow actually kind of raises, and there's a look of, like, satisfaction, I think, that comes over their face, like a slight smile as they make their way up the like winding paths in the streets towards the castle.
I take out a notebook as I remember that technically this is something that I did before we left and before motherfuckers started ascending one by one. So I look at Captain, look at Groon, look at Joanna, and be like, later on I'm going to come over and ask y'all how you like your temples and perhaps how you'd like a statue or two. You know, my mom chose many arms. So like, you know, like go wild. I believe Lila is a giant dinosaur. You know, like it's go wild, go nuts.
Well, Lila is a giant dinosaur most of the time.
Oh wait, sorry, not dinosaur. Is a giant like flightless dragon or something.
We went over this at Dino Dimension.
Yes, a dinosaurus, whatever the fuck that is.
Also, when you say temples, Joanna, like, looks like she just, like, blue screened.
Yes, technically, for you to receive power, like, more power, natural power, you're going to need places of, like, theoretical places of worship or something like that, so that way people can, you know, be aware of your existence. There's only so much my fucking barred mouth can do. Mm-hmm. That is a lie. I can do a lot, but...
Now I have a question. Like, would your temples be temples? Or in, like, Lila's case, her temples are probably closer to something like hostels, places for people to stay and to recuperate while they travel.
I don't think Joanna would have temples. Like, being like, I think any place, oh god, this is going to be like her train of thought, like, well, she wouldn't want the temple. If stuff is like going for like revolution, it would be like at a place of rest, a place of planning. So like a soup kitchen would be like a temple, basically. Yeah. Something helping the people.
If I may offer a suggestion, just as a freedom fighter thingy, patches and those smaller statues where they're not very gaudy, but they're like, they're easily recognizable if you know the influence of them, but they're mostly there so that way if you were just like some guy, you'd be like, that's cool, and you wouldn't really take note of it because you don't need it, right? That might be a good vibe for Joanna, rather than like, I mean, soup kitchens, yeah, of course, but like talking about just worship in general, you might prefer, instead of a gaudy ass statue, like a little wooden carving, you know?
Something like that, and some, like, maybe it has, like, any things that were made would have places for people to, like, leave offerings, but offerings in the thing of, like, take one, leave one.
Yeah.
So, like, like, rations, food, water, whatever, stuff like that.
And why do I see the captain's temple as, like, a shipyard?
I was just going to say that I think the only real temple that the captain would have would be the Green Lady itself. But I imagine, like, in future years, perhaps, like, it will maybe become just general practice to lookout for the Green Lady on the open seas, and for sailors to like have different carvings or different idols or symbols or quotes maybe that they etch into the sides of their boats as a way of like gathering protection from the god of the sea, perhaps. Very like focused on sailing culture and myth and folklore in terms of like garnering good favor with the ocean tides.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
sprinkling salt into the ocean, sprinkling flower petals into it. Just anything that goes into the ocean is an offering in and of itself.
I'm so sorry. You said that, and my first thought was, yeah, if you want to worship the goddess, you have to find their fucking boat and get a lecture about therapy and your own self-worth yourself. You can't just go to a regular temple. You have to find them yourself. Gotta find a manual.
Call that a blessing in disguise.
Exactly.
Well, you all eventually make it towards the very, very beautiful palace in Cressa. And as you enter and you're brought to the throne room, you see Luctus, you see Laos, you see Lila, all sort of standing around this table that's been set up near the throne, and on the table you see maps and things like that as they discuss plans and strategies. And Mero, as you enter, Lila will look up and see you, give you a small wave before going back to this conversation.
Oh, I was gonna tackle hug her.
I mean, you could do that too.
Yeah,
doing it across because she's in the middle of a conversation. She wasn't gonna break off. But, like, if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah, I'm going. Do I roll for a tackle hug? Like,
sure, give me an athletics.
Okay.
Athletics versus her armor. Her fortitude DC.
She's just working so hard, just gets tackle hugged. Hold on. What's my athletics? It's not bad. Let me grab my dice. That's a nat 20 for a fucking 45.
Yeah. I mean, is anyone,
oh my god.
Everyone's seen The Lion King and the time when like Simba just tackles. Fuck, what is the bird's name? I don't know why I forgot.
Zazu.
Yeah, that scene. It's just Zazu. Simba. It just out.
At 50 feet per second, like at 50 feet a second, just nooms over, tackle hugs. It's just like, hi!
Lila's just like, oh god.
How have you been? It's been so long. Do you want to meet my mom? Are you guys busy? You guys aren't busy. Here, come on. You're meeting my mom. I'm just grabbing her. Okay.
Lila's just being pulled away, and like Lectus and Lance are like, well, we'll continue making notes for you.
I'm gonna give my thumbs up, like, yeah, sure. Sorry, I'm the annoying younger sibling. She has to put up with this now.
She's not pulling away or anything.
Yeah, but still. I'm going to introduce her to my mom. Which I think might be a terrifying idea, but I'm going to do it. Do a proper introduction for them.
Yeah, as you do this, Mom, this is Lila. Lila, this is Mom.
I'm gonna give like general summaries. Like, I think I doxed Lila already, so like everyone knows the connections at this point. Like, yeah, this is her, this is, yeah. Get along, please. With the biggest soft eyes in the world, like, please get along. I'm praying here. Like, I'm begging you to get along.
There's a moment where you're unsure what's gonna happen. They sort of take a second, do the thing where they just look each other up and down, just sort of figuring each other out. Lila looks like she's about to say something before Amidus just pulls her into a hug.
Yes! Do a little fist pump, and I'm like, yes, they get along.
And, you know, they're doing the whole, you know, you hear your mom thank Lila for keeping you safe.
Aww. I'm so happy. I'm going to cry. I in character, I'm not going to cry, but I'm like, I'm close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Close to tearing up. I'm giving them both a hug, actually, really quickly.
You're good. Just group hug.
Group family hug. Let's go. sorry, Tamsi, you're not in this group hug, but you could try to ask if you wanted to join.
I will leave this to you.
Okay. Almost entire family group hug.
Mm.
Okay. I will allow Lila to go back to her work now. If she wants. I have done what I need to do. I have been annoying.
Okay. So, you do that, and eventually everyone is standing around this large table with the map of Cyrene on it. You notice a lot of little pieces on the map, sort of denoting the remaining false gods, and, marks on the map where all the major cities are, and some other smaller ones as well. And then there's like a quick introduction, because not all of you have met each other yet. Joanna, you meet the rest of the true gods. Same thing with the captain. You're all introduced to each other. Near the end of this introduction, you see Laas, who is this shorter tiefling girl with sort of this short black hair and red skin. Very much looks like her parent that you just killed.
Right.
Doesn't seem to like be miffed about that. To be fair, Vasil did probably try and kill her at some point, so she's long gotten over that. But she looks at the rest of you and goes, have you had the dream yet?
Yes, I have, at least.
Yeah, I have, yes.
There is.
Yes, Laas will sort of look at everybody and go, yeah, usually in the first few days after you come into your power, you dream. It's hard to explain, but you meet whatever being all of this power comes from.
Is it the same being, the same dream?
Calling it a dream is just, you find yourself, at least I found myself, standing in a giant cavern, and I felt like the being was all around me, and it asked me who I was and what I believed in.
Captain nods along as Laas is speaking. To me, it called itself Thanaton.
Yeah,
it asked me what I wanted to do to keep Cyrene safe.
Oh, good lord. Okay. Yes, I did have that dream. I am very relieved to hear that it's not just an outlier, as I had no idea what I'm doing. But yes, I did have that very almost identical dream. And yeah, Thanaton sounds familiar as well.
That makes me kind of want to go to sleep almost.
Well, yeah, you'll meet them sometime in the next few nights, probably. And you all hear this, even though not the ones that are you that are gods.
I'm actively taking notes.
Mm.
That's not even like hiding it. I'm literally like, I put my book, my notebook on the table. I'm like bending all the way over and I'm writing.
Yeah.
like that.
And Zul's room will also, you're still in your hood.
I take him out. I understand. Mm. I realize that is impolite, and we're in a much warmer climate now. So at this point, my hood is off. I'm just full titties on the table. And like, he will be placed on the table. And technically, so will Rosalite for prosperity's sake, as I take notes.
Yeah. And, as you do, starts to, like, paces around the table a little bit in his little plush form. And like, if you've ever seen Winnie the Pooh just like scratch his chin, it kind of looks like that. And he just goes, yes, we all. The Thanaton must be incredibly ancient because there were stories passed down through the dragons. There'd been who knows how many generations of dragon gods before me, but Thanaton is a incredibly ancient being.
Does the name sound familiar to anyone else?
Can I make a check? Because I have dragon lore.
I have dragon lore or library lore or society or religion or arcana.
I think Tamsin and I have everything except for like at least one skill.
Yeah.
Unless you're somehow trained in athletics, because that's a lie.
Zero performance.
Jesus, how are you athletic? How the fuck are you athletic? I have everything except for athletics, so like a plus one for prosperity.
Yes. If you want to give me, you can do dragon lore or Tamsin if you want to do library lore. Oof. Library lore.
Could I do hag lore just for fun? Would that make sense?
Why not?
Let's go.
I don't have shit for lore, but can I do underworld lore?
Sure, why not?
Okay, at this point, I'm just like, I want to roll something, you know?
Once everyone's rolling, can I do warfare lore?
Sure.
Oops, all lore.
Aubrey, like, yeah, what the heck?
Those of you that get a 40 or above, because these are very, very old stories. Astraea, for a long period of time, people thought that Thanaton might have been a very, 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 very ancient dragon. But yet again, it is unsure. Tamsin, what did you get?
41 library or 47 fey.
Oh. Tell you, Thanaton, not a fey. But there are stories about Thanaton being the first being in the world, or maybe even the world itself. It is a lot of texts don't even think that Thanaton was real, was just a story. But you're starting to learn that maybe some stories have a lot of grounding in fact.
The stories suggest that it could be the first being in the world, maybe even the world itself, but it seems strange, doesn't it, for them to want to consolidate power in a few people?
Not really. If he's that old, then I mean retirement must be the dream.
I'm not saying that they should. Do we have pronouns for Thanaton?
Yeah, what are Thanaton's pronouns, Aubrey?
Did the ancient texts be like Thanaton, he, him?
Yeah, he, him.
I'm not saying that he should still be holding all the power himself, just that it seems strange to split his soul into a small, very small number of people.
Perhaps he hasn't. Perhaps his soul is in everything. It felt more expansive. Like he was speaking for the world itself, for the good of the world itself. If that makes sense.
Empson looks at you sort of curiously and nods.
Like, now I can feel like it's part of my body, every drop of water in the ocean. every part of it, every piece of it. Like we're connected to the soul of the world itself. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I'm no expert on ascension, new or old.
And Leas was like, yeah, it's been one of the things I've been trying to study for years, but we didn't have anybody else. So if you're okay with it, I might like try and pull any of you aside sometime and just ask you questions. I want to put into a book one day. I don't want the gods to be something that the people don't understand.
At that, the captain smiles and inclines their head very gently. Please, anytime.
Joanna will nod, and this is definitely something worth knowing and remembering. Yes, of course.
Is there something you want me to ask when I have my dream?
Groon, that is the biggest, brainiest, wrinkliest, brainiest question you have ever fucking asked. I just need you to know that. I am... Whoa. That was very big-brained of you, holy shit.
I mean, it's worth a shot. I know some of us have tried to ask questions, but he doesn't seem very much like he wants to answer. But maybe you'll get lucky.
You have a good heart, Grun. Perhaps just keeping it open to be able to understand what this being's motivations might be. If that's something we're worried about. And they glance kind of sideways at Tamsin as they say that.
Tamsin nods at you.
Wait, was that a yes?
Yes, I think so. Trust yourself. I trust you. And I think the rest of the party trusts you too. To make the right choice.
Oh... Conversation will continue as most everyone else falls into plans of what to do next. You've taken several of the false gods down, but there is still so much work ahead of you, and Kyria does mention that she's still waiting for Rin to return, that he had something he had to do, didn't say what it was, will hopefully be back soon. But I do believe there are some rituals that need to happen.
Yes, the minute they go, what happens next? I slam my hands on the table and I go, me, I go next. Okay, few things. One, I'm going to need to ask like all of you, and then probably find a couple more people for a favor. Gonna need to reverse whatever super ancient dragon time magic was done on my dad. I need about 12 people. Myself, I think, makes 13. No. Myself makes 12, and so myself included. I need 12 very confident spellcasters. And in order to round this up, we need to do Zolstrom, like, soon. It doesn't have to be right now, because I'm kind of spent. And I fear if I do it right now, the repercussions will be very interesting. Not just on me, but like on like Tamsin and Grun and whoever the fuck else wants to join. But I need four more. No, I need a total of 4 casters. To give Zolstrom his body back. And then I need all the very, very big, strong people to go downstairs and get me that skeleton head, that skull, Zolstrom's skull, that's just lurking in our vault. Yeah, like we gotta move it somewhere to whatever. I'm gonna do this. This ritual's gonna take like 6 hours. So whoever goes, me, I'm a caster. It's 6 hours. So like prepare yourself. I gotta prepare too. But like we're upping the ante here. We're no longer just bringing back like her. And I point to a Midas, who I'm assuming is in the room. And I'm don't worry. Yours took a lot too. And like Winston has his body back, by the way. I have no idea if you've kept in contact.
Winston's like, yeah, he was very excited.
Yeah, he's a big ass orc man now. My bad. But not really, he seemed to enjoy it. But yeah, so we're gonna do a whole ass dragon. It's going to take a lot more.
He's on the tall shelf again. He was so excited.
Oh, fucking jealous. It's okay.
I'm sure you wish you were him, huh?
Maybe if I die, we can do the exact same ritual and I can get like, I don't know, like
a couple inches.
I don't want to die. I don't know what'll happen if I die. Respect. Have you seen that TikTok where it's like, you can't die? I'm sorry, that's what this feels like now. I'll send it to y'all later. But yeah, that kind of shit aside, I'm trying to not make Solstrom's body random. I'm trying to make it like a whole ass dragon again, so I'm going to need at least... Well, I don't know if Gruen and Tamsin are still down. Gruen, Tamsin, are you still down to to ritual this shit up?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I've been studying and hopefully I'll be able to be of more use.
Astrea.
Yes?
I'm gonna look at you. I'm gonna flex my arm and be like, I can do the heavy lifting, but can I also use guidance?
Yes, of course. No, that's the other thing I was going to ask. I would like people to spam guidance on this. Like, Gruen, if you want to do the ritual with us, that is totally fine. If you rather sit this one out, because you just became a god. I don't know if that's tiring for you or not. But, like, that's also fine with me. As long as we got a whole room of casters in here. So, like, we've got guidance, hopefully, to spare. I'm just worried about the six-hour portion, which I was going to also say. Tamsin, if you want to sit on Jeremy for 6 hours, that's also okay. I have something else that could protect them, just in case something goes wrong. I just don't want you standing for 6 hours.
No, if I'm focusing on a ritual, I also don't want to be standing for 6 hours.
Exactly. So, like, there's shit we can do to keep Jeremy, like, safe, so you don't have to worry about by repercussions. I mean, do you remember the time when we did like a Midas and then that guy showed fucking Karen showed
that
up?
That guy showed up.
I wasn't prepared for that. And then Joanna shoved the dollar into the fucking skulls. But I wasn't. I'm good. That shit.
Yeah,
was
no. I still have more questions about that. I mean, Astrea, I could probably help now as well. A lot has changed since we've done that last time.
If you're confident, then I don't mind, but it's 6 hours of casting. That must be new for you. So just wear your most comfortable shoes or don't wear shoes at all.
Joanna looks down. I don't have more than one pair.
I will get you one today. I have fluffies in here.
Which is more comfortable, the robes or the fire dress? Like, the robes are freeing, but the fire dress is... Well, you know, a fire dress.
Which one has pockets?
Both, obviously.
We do not we do not live in a world where sirens like, let's make feminine jeans and no like dresses and skirts without pockets. No. We are leagues and bounds better than that. Everybody has the same pair of jeans.
Look, Joanna is from fucking Earth, okay?
You're right. Oh, bah humbug of me.
Joanna just constantly surprised that everything is pockets.
And good ones, too. I have three statements / questions for you, Astrea. One, which wasn't important until very recently. You have to stand for 6 hours, babe.
I dance for 6 hours, so I mean, I've been doing it for four. I kind of used my whole... Well, actually, I've only been using upper portions of my body for the ritual. This one is a lot bigger, so I have to use, like, I think at least my entire fucking upper body is going to... Which, by the way, I'm going to need help with tonight. It sounds erotic, but I think it... Nope, it's going to be sounding erotic no matter how I say it. I need you to paint my body. Mm-hmm. Basically, and yeah, I need help with that. The back is very difficult.
Now, but I'm so glad I practice art on the regular and have so many hobbies.
My whole body is so crafty. I mean, no, my fucking parents are here. So, yeah.
Second thing. Obviously, I will get a dragon skull for you. Please, I got you. And third thing, you are sleeping before you do this. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Okay, look, 4 hours takes me out, like the other rituals have taken me out. 6 hours, I don't know what's going to happen. And then afterwards, I also have to prepare my entire body for the goddamn time reversal thing, which I don't actually remember how long it's going to take.
So you get to start resting, like, right now. You don't have to go to sleep yet, but you need to just lay down and chill.
To be fair, it's, like, late afternoon by this point.
It is rest hour, anyway. We are already in the hot time of the day. It is time for resting.
I will. Don't worry. I will. I know how to prepare myself for the ritual stuff. It usually involves a very nice facial mask, but, like, I will be resting. Do not worry. Because if I am not, I will, in fact, fuck up Zolzrim's soul. So I'm trying to not do that.
Opik looks scared. It looks scared.
Yes, no, you should be very scared, Zolzrim.
I'm not scared.
I actually can't guarantee if you'll come back to this body. I realize I'm not helping you. Bed. And the one other thing I was going to do was I turn to Captain and I go, can you help? Can you be a caster?
The captain has been sitting back in whatever chair that they have been sat in, and they have their hands kind of tucked into this like long white hair, and they lean back and their eye had been closed and they open it up kind of languidly and slowly and smirk at you. Yes, darling. I will. It doesn't matter if you need me for 6 minutes, 6 hours, 6 days, 600 years. I will be there as long as you need.
Simp!
All of me. Quiet you. Like you're any better.
Johanna leans over to Tamsin's like, didn't think everyone with Estrella is just extremely gay, huh?
That's right, that's my domain, the homosexuals.
As you're talking about the rituals and stuff, Talon does clear his throat and just says, well, I may be able to at least ensure that if things do go bad, you get another shot.
You have a contingency plan?
Yes, I can work on it tonight, so that if things do go wrong, we can at least make sure that we don't lose our friend here. And give you another shot at the ritual.
And I point, like the Will Smith meme, and go, that's where I get it from. It's your fault, thank God. Things are becoming clearer now. Because I really, really did not have a backup plan for this besides maybe save a tooth. But yeah. I don't think that works. I don't think that's how that works.
Yes, I can figure it out and I'll have something for you in the morning. And also, Talon, looking a lot more buff, continues his workout regime.
I'm so proud of him.
He's going to be a wizard that casts punch. It's going to be great.
Very buff wizard.
He will later get like a secret high five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Atalanta feels about him yet, so I can't be like, I gotta support my sister, yo. So like, I got so just a secretive high five. Like, good job.
It doesn't seem outwardly hostile. It's just mildly chilly.
I will fill in the captain later because I'm realizing CIRL must be confused.
I'm just vibing. I'm I'm gathering it all. I'm just putting it all into my brain.
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice. And we know how much we all love those math rocks. So if you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spell casting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Is there anything anyone else wants to do at this meeting? Any questions you need to ask the Trugots?
I want to make sure Lila's been getting 3 meals a day and a proper amount of sleep.
She's getting a lot more meals and a lot more sleep now that the Feywilds are open.
Perfect. That's all I need to ask.
Three meals is a stretch, and like 6 hours of sleep a night, probably.
Ms. Banner, I'm going to encourage her to push for 8 hours of sleep and 3 meals a day.
Joanna will look at all the true gods and just like take out her notebook and just... I am still writing down all my questions. I would enjoy a rest, as it has been a very long week. So we could talk about it in like 3 days after this ritual.
Yes. Just if you have any questions, just let us know.
Prepare for the ritual in a really gay way. Extremely gay. I grab Doomy. I grab the captain. I also distract everybody, like my family, by making Rosalite turn into a person. like into her little... Wait, she can't do that yet, can she? Because we already did it. She can only do it like for an hour a day, right?
She can only do it for an hour at a time.
Got, like, a
focus spell. She just needs to tie between it.
Never mind. Okay, I distract them by showing that she has like a little baby form that that they could go nuts over. So that way I can go be gay in the other room. and I just Astrea doesn't use tomes or anything for rituals. She just paints like with like henna on her body. And so the whole upper half, like I want to see straight up from the neck to her like waist and both arms and her back, that's all gonna be with really fun, intricate looking designs. And she's gonna need help with that, just saying. It's okay if they look bad, but like, you know, just saying, we just need help.
Much care will be taken.
I think the captain has
very steady hands.
I think the captain's handwriting is an absolute mess and an absolute disaster. But when it comes to painting for Astrea specifically, their hand is a lot steadier than it maybe seems like it should be. Although they do mess up several times.
We can like triple gay this because we are sitting here helping Astrea with her henna. And then we can also have the very gay, like putting my hand on your hand to guide your strokes.
God damn, that is gay.
Sheesh, that's gay. This is so gay in this room.
The OT3 is OT3-ing.
We really are. That
they are. Also, Aki, I did tell you the...
I'd like to go check in on Tamsin and have a different kind of gay conversation. Where's Tamsin?
Is there a public library or a private library? Can I like steal Theseus's library?
It's not Theseus's, but there's definitely a library. Theseus is a sorcerer. Theseus doesn't need to study magic to do it. He just does.
gross. Tamsin is in the library.
Joanna would walk in, looking just like slightly exasperated. And it's like, I should have known that you'd be in a library even after dealing with the god today. I just thought you'd be actually be resting.
Tamsin sort of smirks and taps their finger on the side of the side of Jeremy, where their soul cage is, and says, this is resting for me.
Okay, that's fair. And she would go sit down next to you. Like, assuming just at a table next to you, and just, I wanted to check in because I was, it looks like you had a rough day during the combat. I think we all had a rough day, but do you understand why I wanted you to tell everyone about your situation?
Do you understand why I didn't want to share it?
Yes, under normal circumstances, it is an incredibly valid circumstance and situation. However, Tamsin, nothing about our current lifestyle and our current mission, whatever you want to call it, is normal. I just, having everyone on the same page is better for everyone. And Anna and Joanna will like have her hand like come up and like lay gently on Tamsin's wrist, and it's like, and better for you too.
Tamsin's fingers curl up towards your hand, but then she sort of pushes you away slightly, and she says, be careful what you justify with that type of thinking, Joanna. Especially with your new powers.
Joanna takes a brief moment where there's definitely like just a bit of awkward silence, and just, you are right. I just want to make sure that the ones that care about you know how to care for you and how to help you and make sure you don't get hurt.
I think that there are more important concerns at play, but it's over. It's done. Grun knows now, and everything is fine. Although, your shield isn't, is it? I thought I saw it get damaged in the fight. Very obviously changing the subject.
Yes, it definitely nearly broke in half. But I will take care of that at another time, because that's not as important right now. I just, I understand what you're meaning and what you're trying to say. I just, Tamsin, you are one of the few people I feel like I could trust fully. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose you. You are one of my few anchors in this world, despite being a fucking god now, whatever the hell that means.
Well, when you put it like that, it's a little hard to be cynical about it, isn't it? And Tamsin laughs and grabs the hand that you had reached out before. I do understand your concerns, Joanna, and you're right. I should have listened to you, and I should have told people before we entered that fight. It's becoming a lich isn't it isn't something you do on a whim, but I felt it's unnatural, and I felt ashamed of making that choice.
You really shouldn't feel any shame in that, especially considering the circumstances. And in that thing, in that respect, fighting a pantheon is not something you do on a whim either. Yet here we are. The steps you take against insurmountable odds. Gotta do what we have to do. And, I mean, hey, your love is back. You're reunited. And I'm sure with these, at the end of this, we'll have more than enough resources to make things normal, if you want to call what was previous normal, and if that's what you want to do. Though you are not that you're not normal now, as normal as one could be traveling with a bunch of gods, I suppose.
Not a bunch of gods yet. It's still fairly unique, you and Grim.
It's true. I was mainly talking about Astrea's family. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen their family that big since I was home.
Hampson looks a little wary when you mention your home, but after a moment of pause, she says, would you like to talk about them?
Joanna, like, is about to say something and looks like she, like, is, like, catching her breath, but just not right now. Not right now. We have a ritual to prepare for. So, and Joanna's gonna squeeze Tamsin's hand and just say, I think it's time that we both get some rest. A 6-hour ritual is so much. And who knows if we're gonna have to deal with Karen again.
Will you be joining us in the casting, or are you part of the retrieval team?
I think it would be only make sense if I help join the casting. I mean, the magic I do can't only be used for fighting and death and destruction, so.
Well, I'll be glad to have you here. And Timson will squeeze her hand.
All right, out of the library, no more studying like a nerd. Enjoy, it's gonna start walking out.
Timson continues studying like a nerd.
I think it's time for a ritual. And in the morning, Astrea, you are given a gift from Talon. He doesn't look like he maybe got the most of sleep, but he arrives probably as you're preparing for the ritual, and he hands you a necklace. On the necklace is a sort of softly glowing crystal. And he says, if you ever find yourself in need of a second chance, break it.
What does it do? I mean, I can kind of guess, but I'd rather just ask.
It rewinds time 12 hours.
Oh, that's a lot of time. That
is a one-time use. I thought 12 hours was safer than 6.
No, 12 hours will definitely, it will definitely do it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I give him like a nice mm-hmm. big hug. I probably necklace. Smell like herbs, but I give him a nice big hug.
Necklace is called Talon's Gift.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's so nice.
That's nice. Especially mm-hmm. after the last gift you gave me. Oof. Well, it wasn't him, but...
Theron gave you trauma as a gift.
Theron gave me traumas. Theron gave me scars that actively will not heal.
mm-hmm.
Oops. But this one's nice. Mm-hmm. This one's super nice.
Yeah. So it is a one-time use, reset 12 hours.
Out of character if we ever want a TPK.
So where do you want this ritual to happen? Probably in somewhere that where there's enough space that a full-sized dragon can return.
Yeah, I was gonna say it has to be in an area where, like, Zolstrom is, like, forgive me if I'm wrong, an ancient dragon.
Yeah.
So that's a big bitch, right?
It's big. It's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably close to like 20 feet tall.
Large.
I go from small to large.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically, where we fought Maeve would mm-hmm. probably do it because she was a pretty big dragon and she was actively flying, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
remember. The vault is massive.
The vault is massive. The vault might just, unless we can find a better place, because I'm worried about like collateral mm-hmm. damage, right? I mean, I do have the rewind thing, but like obviously, if I don't need to use it, I'd rather not. But I'm mostly worried about collateral damage since the vault is technically underneath the palace. And like, if I cause a cave in there, I might fuck up everything else, like the infrastructure up top. So if there's another space where it's fairly open and fairly private would also be good, because I really don't want to do this in front of, like, you know, hey, all of Cressa, you saw us fight a god yesterday. Wait till you see what we do today. You know,
I'd rather let them know your next move, am I right?
Yeah, I'd rather not do one of those, especially if we fuck up. But yeah, if there is a room like that or a space like that, that would be awesome. If not, we might just do it in the vault.
Yeah, vault is probably your best bet. There is nowhere else really with the space to do the ritual that that won't be seen by people. So, yeah, it is. Who is doing this ritual?
Rune.
Me.
The captain.
Joanna.
And I have guidance.
I technically count, but I'm not a part of the four secondaries. I'm the primary. Which, another thing, Aubrey, do we want to use, like the resurrect rituals skill checks? Or did you have your own that you wanted to put in? Because... I do have resurrect as a part of just the rituals I know in general. So this is technically that, but on a much larger scale. So I don't know if you wanted to input something else.
The DC will be a little bit more difficult. Does Zayr DC is what, like 34 for that?
If I'm being honest, I do not know what my what the regular DC is. It should probably be 34. Like, are you talking about like my DC in general?
Does it tell you on your sheet if what the it is going to be?
It does not. Not when I look at it. No. But if you want to know what my current, like, spell casting DC is, it's 36.
36?
Well, yeah.
I have the DC for this ritual written down as a 40.
Okay. Skill check wise, if this is going to just be resurrect, that means I can only use religion and everybody else can choose between medicine or society.
Can we also use religion or no?
No.
I'll say you can also. Well, I will allow them to also use religion.
Dope. Could I do society? I think
my you can do society.
Yes, thank you, please.
I'll give you this. It is going to start at 40, and then it is going to go up from there.
Awesome. Let me write this down.
Could I potentially use occultism?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
I'll allow occultism. Especially for the like the assisting casters, kind of whatever your major spell casting skill is good. Or if your medicine is much better than any of those, that's also fine.
Aubrey, let me argue this. Since I am now part Magus, could I use athletics?
Oh my god.
No.
Why not use Arcana?
Yeah, that one I cannot justify.
The reach was brave and I commend you for it.
Thank you.
Just do like a sword dance.
You know what you use to reach? Athletics.
Hey.
And unfortunately you failed your roll.
Excuse me, I have a plus 28.
You do squats for 6 hours. By the time you're done, you can't fucking move, but like...
Yeah. Well, let's start this off with Astraea telling me, how do you begin this ritual?
Atmosphere. Okay, so like... Everybody's like you know, like I got my biggest and strongest bringing in the skull into like the center of the room and like shoveling off any of like the wealth, because it's a vault, like off to the side, because the last thing I want to do is blow a like a giga-sized hole and alert every single thief in Cyrene. You know, like that's the last thing I want to do. Because now I have generational wealth. Lies. It's more like trauma with some money. But yeah, moving everything aside, I have candles lit. I have like so basically I have mood lighting. I have very semi bisexual lighting going on as well. And it starts off slow. It starts off a little instrumental. So it's much more quiet than the usual rituals are. And that's simply because this one's 6 hours and I need rest, technically.
Yes. So we will start it off with that check. Everyone has a 40 DC. And remember, you have 2 hero points right now.
Oh, nice.
42 for Tamsin.
I also have guidance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
46 for Grun.
Okay.
I'm double checking and I'll get guidance essentially every roll.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You just keep spamming it on you.
41 for the captain. I just made it.
Solid 44.
I got a 40.
40? Okay. First round goes well. Everyone passes their checks. And as you move through this first hour, I guess you set the plush and the skull in the middle of this ritual circle.
Yes, I think I am also in the middle of this ritual circle, because since I've got 4 primary casters, I would have set y'all up in corners. Sort of. So like this space becomes a ritual space. And also that means if anybody wanted to come and watch, which I'm assuming there are at least like guards watching, yeah, just in case, right? They can do so safely off to the side, so that, you know, like no one's walking in to the ritual, because that could potentially fuck it up. I also forgot to mention, I have Rosie with Dumisa, or if my mother came in and went nope and like swiped her grandchild in, that works
I
too.
I think Kyria did.
Yeah, so like just Rosie's not... Yeah, Rosie's not here. Is or well, she's here because she has to be by virtue of the feet thing, but she's not in the ritual space at all.
Yeah. All right. And as you do this, the skull starts to glow a little bit as you've successfully passed. And then the second hour comes around, and I'm going to need checks at a DC of 41.
44 for the captain. That was a natural 19 on the die for me.
59?
That's very sexy.
59?
God damn!
I used both my hero points. That was also a natural 19 on the die, but it took me 2 hero points because I rolled a 4 twice.
You mean a 49 or a 59?
59. I have plus 30.
No, wait.
49. Yeah. Okay. Yep, yeah. I can do math.
For secondary spellcasters, does a regular fail matter?
It gets tallied, but like one regular fail won't disrupt the whole thing, especially if you want to save your hero points.
I'm gonna let you know right now, with guidance, I get a 42. So I'm gonna keep that. I don't want to roll, like, you know, re-roll or anything like that, but that's...
It's success.
It's a success.
As long as you don't have more than 4 the secondary caster failures, you're fine.
41 as well, so...
All right, just barely. So you, if Grun, if you choose not to reroll, which is fair, you can still have fail. Secondary casters can still fail 3 more times.
What do y'all think? It's gonna get harder, but I need a 13 or above to get a 40.
I'm okay with taking the fail for this one, just because this is 2 out of 6.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue, and as this ritual continues, you start seeing sort of this almost translucent shape of this massive blue dragon. And then we'll come to hour number 3.
Another 19 on the die for me, another 44.
I have stopped rolling my digital dice because they were getting a little too close for me. So, and then I started rolling the most reliable pair of dice I have, which is the Duisa dice. So 45.
Okay.
It's nat okay. 1 for me, and I ran out of hero points.
Oof. I will give you my hero point, I guess. Be allowed to do that?
No, you cannot give hero points.
Okay, I got a 39. I'll go ahead and use a hero point on mine.
43, just after using a hero point.
41 after using a hero point.
Is that 2 failures?
Joanna, what did you get?
43.
Yeah, that is 2.
Now I have a question here.
Uh-huh.
I am technically mid-ritual, and I am a bard, therefore mid-performance. So could I, for the next few rounds, swap to performance?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, because I can carry then. Shit. I think with the more failures that happens, it does get harder for Astraea. Like, I think she's sweating by now, but it's also like 3 hours in. And she's pretty good at keeping a poker face about not being tired during like a ritual, but it's this one, maybe it's the ventilation. Maybe it's the fact that her entire upper body is being essentially absorbing magic and then redirecting it out, sort of like when a firebender is trying to learn how to lightning bend. So it's a lot of extra work. My core is doing so much.
Yep.
Okay, it's like constant sit-ups. And I think with that, the music, it's not like it wavers or anything like that, but it's starting to sound like a, you know when you hear those edits between two mm-hmm. songs and you can kind of hear where the cut is?
Yeah.
I think you hear it. You hear that.
Okay. So you also notice that now Alan is in here as well, and he sort of starts casting this spell, and essentially he is siphoning is not necessarily the word I'm going for, but he is taking on some of the burden himself. I rolled to see. He got a 19 on the dice, so doing so and channeling some of this time magic and doing time magic and changing some things around, maybe slightly rewriting some laws of reality for a brief period of time. He drops the DC down to a 35.
Sir.
King.
Sir. Oh.
King shit.
He really said, I'll make it up the years that I missed. It wasn't his fault, though. Oh, my God.
Talon, like, the laws that Aubrey has set for DCs are kind of just a suggestion. Like,
Talon said, actually, I will break your fourth wall, Aubrey.
My own NPC breaks my own fourth wall. That's fine.
That's where Australia gets it from. It's fine.
Aubrey, you're a simp. I feel like Talon would just look at you and be like, can you lower the DC a little bit? And you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Talon yeah, exactly. Morphing into Aubrey's room like, hey, I understand this is your space, but...
So yeah, next round, DC is 35.
This time I got a nat 20 for a total of 50. Do I get bonus points for, like, double critting?
What the
you,
fuck?
You don't necessarily get bonus points, but it does essentially erase failures. It makes up for failures, so therefore
yeah.
Pushing you closer to a possible critical success.
Am I still okay to use
yes
performance? Thank you.
I'm gonna be okay with a regular success.
That's fine.
I used my second hero point, so I got a 42.
I used a hero point to get myself to a 37.
I'm not using any hero points because that should be like the DC's 35, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's like what, 43? I love performance. I love it because I have a plus 32 right now. Ha ha ha.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, I will say shit is popping off, like music wise. Because I'm doing performance, Australia's also started singing, and the best way to put this is, let's just go with like Prince of Egypt style, like the opening. Shit's getting really weird. No, a little bit weird, because technically when Australia does these kinds of rituals, when Australia does spells, she quite literally makes the universe sing for her. So right now, we're definitely getting some ghosty ghosts also chiming in. Not, I wouldn't say a forced melody, but like, do they have bills to pay with the performances that they are giving? Yes.
Yes. So we will come to... This is round five, all right?
Yes, yes.
You went through three rounds and then Talon broke reality.
Yeah, three rounds, Talon broke reality for four. We have two more.
Yep. So, 36.
Oh five. My God, it stayed. I thought it was gonna jump to back to like the 40s.
No.
Sir.
You erase another failure.
41 for the captain.
I'm going to use a hero point on that natural one.
I'm letting you both right now.
I just got a second natural one.
Jesus! Okay, it's okay.
It's okay.
I just want y'all to know that just like Ferris, the Dumisa die also wants me to die. Well, not me, but they want to die for sure, because I'm using two of my hero points because I rolled two nat ones, so I'm going to just...
Jesus, four nat ones.
Wait, he's both double nat ones?
No, what I'm rerolling. I rolled two nat ones. I'm rerolling right now using my second hero point. Does that make sense? Like, I used a hero point, okay. Now I'm using my final hero point, but I just want you to know that the Dumisa die also are like theirs. They want to die. But this is not the fucking time. You could die with someone else that's blue is at it, okay? Like, Jesus.
Am I correct in saying that two net ones in a row is a 1 in 400 chance? So if you both roll two net ones in a row, is that a 1 in 800 chance that just happened there?
It would be like 1 in 1600.
Yeah.
Third, thank you.
Even more feral.
Did you roll?
That's fine. I rolled a 50.
50?
Yeah, yeah, yep. I have a plus 32, and then I get an additional plus 1 from Marrow. So I rolled a 50.
Luckily, that does make up for some of the failures.
And the Prince of Egypt. If you've ever heard of the plagues that turns into Roxanne from Moulin Rouge, like that song edit, that's mm-hmm. what's happening right now. We're getting really, really dramatic here, as it's my, I'm also gonna try and break reality. But like narratively, I don't think I can cast any spells in this form right now, but it's getting very, it's getting so sweaty, like, you know what I mean?
So, yes. This will push it to the final, which will only be at a 37, because Talon is still breaking reality. I've been rolling each time, and he's succeeding his checks.
And there's my natural 20.
Let's go!
Hey, I got a natural 20 too.
What is going
Let's
on?
Let's go! God squad!
Perhaps this is to make up for those double nap ones. Also a natural 20.
What is going on?
53? I don't know.
Well, I got a natural 14 on the dice, so.
Thank you.
That's fine. It's still, it's a 39. It's good.
So much for the God Squad. I got a 45.
So, yes, through all of those critical successes and several nat 20s in the last round, by my math, that makes it a critical success.
Yes! Oh my god! Oh, wait, I have the thing that happens. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens when he's on a crit? That's a crit failure. 1 second. So, Zeldrum's gonna return to life with full hit points and the same spells prepared and points in the pools they had before they died. And any still suffering, like, long-term debilitations of the old body. They do have a plus 1 status bonus to, like, attack rolls, perception, saving throws, skill, all of that for, like, a week. The target is also permanently changed in some way. So like they'll get like a new streak of like white in their hair or like a birthmark or anything. And the tried and true that Australia's been doing was giving everybody pink eyes, but like could this bitch also have like star freckles like Australia does?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, and the music itself has a very nice, like, dramatic, epic crescendo as it like it'll end essentially just like how it does in Roxanne, honestly. Like, it's super dramatic. The souls are going nuts. I think there are tears essentially in reality, sort of like helping, not, I wouldn't say helping, but it makes everything so much more amplified and louder. This is like an acid trip, and it's on the verge of going wrong. But you're also on an adrenaline high, so this feels right. You know, if you've ever been in like one of those tunnels in roller coasters where you're like, why is everything shaking? Why is it dark now? You know, it's something like that, except just, I don't know. I want to say it's profound in some ways. I think some of y'all might be like, you come out and you're like, I know what the meaning of life is now. It's nothing. Like, I don't know, just something random like that. I also want to say the plushie remains intact.
Yeah, and of course. It just doesn't have a soul in it anymore.
It doesn't have a soul in it anymore. It's just a sweet plushie.
Yep. And you all find that the sort of translucent ancient blue dragon becomes not translucent. And before you, Zulzrum in all of his glory.
Does he still smell like blueberries?
Yes.
That's all I wanted.
He cannot escape that. The ritual is complete. Zulzrum is returned to life. Because you critically succeeded, you don't take any negative side effects. Other than just exhaustion from working yourself for 6 hours.
Please take a nap.
Yeah, Astrea and everyone who is working on it gains a level of exhaustion, which will go away after you sleep, and you'll be fine in the morning.
I will carry you to bed.
I wish to lie on the floor for a little bit.
Yeah, it's like 2 p.m. at this point.
That's for a nap.
No, I want to lie on the floor, specifically not the areas that like I was in, just because this floor must be cold as fuck.
Yeah.
And so I need to touch that for a little bit, because I am probably like, I'm drenched, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I'm wearing is sticking to me. I'm like, it's like a sauna marathon, you know, like it's not, I'm super gross. This is the grossest Australia's ever been. And she's been covered in guts before. So yeah, she's just going to lie down on the floor a little bit and kind of fist pump the air. Weekly, because like that's how we do it.
And you just get a forehead weekly. Kiss first.
Congratulations. Yeah. I could smell the blueberries from here. Oh, I'm gonna lay down one moment. And Joanna slowly, because she has the, despite being a god, she has the mom knees. So she's like, okay, I'm going, okay. Yeah.
And after a moment or two, you sort of watch as Zulzrum's form flashes a little bit, and then suddenly laying in, you know, human form on the ground, and just goes, oh, this is wonderful.
It's you, you're...
And in human form, it kind of looks like he could probably be, like, Astrea's weird... Like, it'd be related to Astrea, probably.
God, you really do look like just a dad. I'm just gonna say that out loud, looking at him.
Well, the ritual is done, and we are out of time for this week.
Good lord.
Yep.
And the captain never learned I'm made out of dirt. That's okay.
Don't worry, they know.
What? Yeah. How?
They're a god.
They're made out of sea foam. They're made out of sea foam and the wishes of a hag. They know that you're made out of dirt.
Oh my god.
That's why you smelled like the dead. They probably just like took one with you and went, I know something nasty went on here.
Okay.
You're like, I get it.
I get it. That shaking hand emoji. All right.
Well, okay. One more for the blooper reel. The captain could physically pick up Meryl and walk around me like, I got a jar of dirt. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Oh my fucking god.
So, Tick, do the thing.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the wonderful episode of Goblets and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblets and Gays. We post all sorts of amazing content. Support us on Patreon so we continue bringing the show. Wish C a happy birthday, even though this is going to come out like a long time after their birthday.
2 months
so
after their birthday.
Actually,
it's always my birthday.
Funny fun fact, I have all of my birthdays on all my social media set as the incorrect birthday. So like a couple of months after my birthday at a random date, I get wished happy birthday by completely random people. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not my birthday, but thanks. So just wish C a happy birthday. Birthdays are timeless. And C, would you like to shill yourself one last time for the crowd?
I would be so honored to be able to do that. Hi everyone, my name is C. I use they, them pronouns. You can find me making very trans, very gay art on the internet at PieSharpArt. If you liked what I did here tonight, AKA being gay as our favorite pirate captain, the captain, who also uses they, he, she pronouns, you can find me doing that just basically anywhere where I am at PieSharpArt, or maybe by this point I might have like done my handle change. So maybe find me at C plays TTRPGs. I don't know. Who knows? That's for future you to try to figure out where I am.
Either one of those. Check them both.
It's up to fate. It's up to fate at this point. Who knows? Who knows what the future will bring? But I have had the absolute honor of getting to play the captain. I love this campaign so very much, and every time y'all ask me to come back, it warms my heart and it grows into the size of the literal ocean. So you can always find me over on Transplanar RPG. If this is coming out in April, keep your eyes peeled for Campaign 2 announcements that it will be coming out soon. But otherwise, I am throwing massive heart emojis at all of you. And thank you so much for having me yet again on the fabulous Goblets and Gays podcast series.
I can't wait for us to play the exact same fucking character again for our Campaign 2s.
Listen, I'm ready. When it happens, when it inevitably happens, I'll be ready.
Honestly, tell me your concept, because I have like 4 or 5. And I'm like, damn, I'll pick the closest one.
DMs you immediately.
Perfect.
That's but, a very yeah. smart way to pick it, Tick. Actually,
honestly, yeah, that's just going to be how I pick it. But yes, thank you to our wonderful guest. Have a fantastic night, everyone. Stay safe. And remember, eat your vegetables.
And your blueberries.
And your oranges.
I just got a fuck.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.